You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. It feels kind of like a ghost town around here, even though I'm not in LA proper right now. Coming live to you from Laguna Beach, California. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Like I said, good luck to the 49ers and good luck to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know who you guys are rooting for. I have to stay true to California, so I'm rooting for the 49ers. But I have a feeling the Chiefs are going to win. I didn't place a bet, so I don't really care. But may everybody have a beautiful Super Bowl Sunday if you're into that. Coming up on this week, we also have Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day. So this is kind of a fun social week for people. I hope you're finding fun in all those things if you celebrate. I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Thank you to everybody that supports our channel, Next Level Global Solutions, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Iron Lace Jewelry. The list goes on and on. Thank you so much. Dr. Jess, thank you so much for your support. All right. We have a power-packed show today. We're going to kick it off with Shauna. Shauna. And I want you to pronounce your last name for me so I don't butcher it, please.
It's Pereira. No problem at all. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Yes, thank you so much. So Shauna Pereira. And so I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
Yeah, for sure. So I have an accent. Let's start there. I am Australian. I was born in a place called Darwin in Australia. I now live in sunny San Diego, so go 49ers, I guess.
I know, right?
World of football, but I guess, yeah. And I have about 20 years of marketing and media experience, and I now own my own companies, and hence why we're here to kind of discover, like, the journey of doing that, right? I've got a lot of respect for entrepreneurs who are willing to take a bet on themselves and follow what they have in their gut. And sometimes it's just an idea until they really take it on and start to create it. So thank you for having me on your platform.
You're welcome. And it is a pleasure to have you. And why don't we just go ahead and jump right on into it? Why don't you give us a background on how you started your startup and a little bit about you?
Yeah, thank you. So I came to the US in 2003. I was 22 years old, and I came over for a job in marketing, and it was marketing my hometown. So I thought I could do this. I grew up there, right? Like, I could totally do this. I'd never been to Los Angeles before, and I just landed and jumped straight in to this entirely new culture and world of California and Southern California specifically. And so I had a really amazing career. I got the opportunity to work with Oprah, Richard Branson, some really amazing people as I was marketing Australia and the South Pacific. And then I moved into a big advertising agency, group of agencies with performance media. So learning how to sell everything there was to advertise online. That was back in 2013. So it was, you know, before YouTube was just coming up, Instagram wasn't even a thing yet. And so we were just discovering a lot of our social platforms. And that's kind of where I got my digital start. I worked on some amazing brands, video games, movies, just really fun entertainment travel brands. And I thought, this is it. This is my dream. I was having so much fun. And in 2015, after winning 30, 40 industry awards, I thought I would go home to celebrate with my family for Christmas and hang out and just be there. Mm-hmm. And on Christmas Eve, I found out my kidneys were failing.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And
that's horrible.
It was hardcore. And the doctor was standing in front of me and he said, "What do you do for a living?" And I said, you know, I work in advertising. And he said, did you have any symptoms? And I was like, I don't think so. I feel fine. And he said, does your back hurt? And I said, yeah, I work in advertising.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. That's the symptom right there.
Yeah. And then he said, were you tired? And I said, dude, I work in advertising. We're all tired.
Check, check. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Turns out that wasn't normal. I didn't realize. And that was the start of my medical journey. Wow. And I came back to the US and thought, I don't even have a primary care physician. Oh. Like, I don't even know what to do. And I went back to work. And luckily, I had taught a college class 2 years before that, where I was teaching digital marketing to a group of students. And we had six nonprofits that were their clients that they were helping build Google campaigns with. Ooh. And one of those clients happened to be the National Kidney Foundation. Right?
I'm loving this right now. Go ahead.
I was like, oh my God, it really was a moment where I thought, thank God. And so I gave the president a call and she was very helpful. They do amazing work for everybody. Mm. But it just happened to be that her and I had gotten to know each other really well from the project a couple years beforehand. Mm. And she helped set me up with the best kidney doctors in Southern California.
Wow.
I know. And I felt extremely privileged to have had that. And even then, the journey was so difficult. It was like doctors were speaking a completely different language. And I just was like, I'm a smart individual. I'm like, you know, English is my first language. Like, this should be, I should be able to wrap my head around this. And that started a really, really tough journey for me where I worked concurrently to learning what there was to learn to really ensure that I had empowerment over my circumstances as I started to learn dialysis and organ transplants. And it really was like a foreign language.
Wow.
So fast forward, at this point it was 2015. Fast forward to 2018, I actually met a lady who said she would donate her kidney to me. And I thought, wow, she's amazing. She's a teacher on the East Coast. We actually met on a podcast, or she heard of my story on a podcast. So again, being here with you and really acknowledging what you do and the platform that you provide, but it just so happened to be that she was listening to a podcast where a friend shared my story. And we went on the journey of getting her approved to donate her kidney to me. In that process, COVID hit.
Good old COVID.
I know, right?
Go to COVID with me.
You can't tell a story of this generation without COVID being in the middle and influencing something. When COVID hit, kidney transplants were on hold because kidney transplants are elective. Don't even get me started. That's a whole different podcast.
Right.
Of kidney transplants being elective. So it was delayed. And she finally got approved in August 2020.
Meanwhile, what's your body doing? What do you, know what I mean? Like, it's not like your body's like, okay, let me stop the malfunction until COVID gets out of here. I mean.
Right. And I mean, people couldn't even look at me without me feeling sick. Like, I couldn't be around anybody at that point. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling sicker. I was definitely feeling weaker. Mm-hmm. So I knew I'd have to get a transplant soon. I could feel it. And I never verbalized that. I'm a big believer in your words really do create a world. Mm-hmm. So I would never verbalize it, but I could feel it in my spirit that something had to be done. Mm-hmm. So she finally got approved. We were celebrating, and all I had to do was a CT scan and a stress test for the final clearances to make sure that I could just get the surgery and I was good to go. The CT scan came back with a cyst on my right kidney that had 70% chance of cancer.
So it's too much now. This is too much, Shauna.
I know, right? At this point, I was like, I'm dead. Like, I'm dead. Like, I wouldn't consider myself someone who goes to church, but I believe in God and I believe in a higher power, very much so, but I wouldn't call myself religious per se. For me, it's very much a personal inner experience, mm-hmm. and it's a personal relationship that I have. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was on the fence because I'd been sick for like 5 years at this point. So I was like, if there is a God, this is not working out for me. And then at that point, I thought, okay, now I'm for sure that there is a God, and the God is making sure that I know that I'm supposed to die from this. Right?
It went in the other direction. Okay. Yeah.
I'm dead. Like, I'm, you know. So then 2 days later, the stress test results came back. And the cardiologist called and said, your heart is at 12%.
What does that mean? Your heart's at 12%.
It meant that my heart was failing as well.
Yeah, 12% is not good when you think about anything, really. 12% of anything is probably not great.
Right? And so there I was like, I'm dead. Like, now I'm really dead.
Now I'm really dead.
Sure. Like, I felt like I was in the movie Final Destination. You know when, like, you survive the car accident and you go to make yourself something in the microwave and the microwave blows up. You know,
like that. Yes, you're dodging it from every angle.
Right.
Ugh.
And so you do what you do. What I did was probably what everyone would do is I called my best friend. And I tell her, and she goes, the best thing about her is she's very optimistic. She is like a lover of Hallmark movies. Like, she watches Hallmark movies in the wild. Do you know what I mean?
They are very high vibration and fairy tale La La Land. So that's good for you at this moment in time.
Exactly. So she says, oh my God, your kidneys failed on Christmas Eve 2015. And what's going to happen is you're going to get your kidney out at Thanksgiving and you're going to give it as a gift to the universe. And then you're going to get your heart and kidney at Christmas back to you as a Christmas gift. It's going to be a Christmas miracle. We're making a Hallmark movie. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, okay. I like this better than the Final Destination in real life. So yeah, we'll swap. Yeah, we could swap. Yeah,
me and you are twins. That's exactly what I said. Her movie sounds way better than mine. Like, her movie is like awesome, right? Like, I'm in her movie.
I love it.
So I called the doctors and I was like, listen, we're making a Hallmark movie. We need to move this whole thing along. We need to like hurry this up. We need a Christmas miracle. Just letting you know. Again, I believe that when you say it out loud, it creates a whole world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes possible even just a little bit when you say it out loud.
That's become things.
Yeah, right. So I said it, I called them and said, that's what's happening. And you know, when you have amazing doctors, when they're like, hey, if we're making a movie, we're making a movie. But you know, like they knew I know that they were saying that to give me something to live for, because it looked really dire. And at this point I was really, really sick. And I'm still working too, by the way. Lo and behold, my kidney surgery actually gets set for Thanksgiving the week before.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, maybe I'm not going to die. I was like, wow, this is like a glimmer of hope that she's like prophesized this set of events.
Yes.
And it's kind of, maybe this is the beginning. So that's when I started to get a little bit of hope. But in my spirit, I was like, no, I think I'm going to die. Like, I was like, no, I don't think that's going to happen. Ugh. But the kidney came out and they said it wasn't cancerous. So then it was to prepare me to put me back on the heart and kidney transplant list now to get both. I had 25 to 30 clearances that I needed to get done. And they normally take 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
By the time I'd recovered from the kidney surgery, it was the beginning of December. And I obviously didn't have 3 to 6 months because we needed a Christmas miracle. For some reason, every doctor was available. There was a dentist available and, you know, mammogram and what have you. And all these things started to flow like they were becoming available. And I got all of the clearances done within a matter of a couple of weeks.
What? The movie's happening.
This is what it felt like. It was like, this is like some like weird, like twilight zone I'm in, that this is happening.
This is cool.
Right. And so then I went, got checked in at Cedars on December 23rd. They did the last couple of tests and they put me on the list on Christmas Eve. In the middle of COVID at Cedars Sinai.
Wow.
I was by myself because we couldn't have any visitors, if you remember, in hospitals or anything like that. And I had 3,000 people praying for me on Facebook because that was the only way that we could communicate, right? Like, it was all by phone, online, social media. And given that my family were all in Australia, they couldn't come because they were quarantined. We were quarantined. So I was really here with everyone virtual.
Wow.
And on Christmas Eve, I went on the list. And the next day at 10 p.m. on December 25th, the phone rang and they had a heart and a kidney for me.
What is going on, Shauna?
I know. And the doctor...
That's good, because we need some lotto numbers. I don't mean to be superficial here, but we need some lotto numbers around here.
Well, what was interesting was the doctor had said it was 6 to 8 weeks, that it was the average wait time, and it came the next day. Hmm. And the doctors came in on December 26th, 3 hours before surgery, and they came to celebrate. They were like, "You're our Christmas miracle. Oh, my God, you called it. This is amazing. We're so excited." And while they're standing there, I flatline. And that's when it became a real miracle.
Wow. I got the chills. Sam, I know you got the chills in the studio. What?
And that's when it became a real miracle. And it was in that moment that the doctors thought how powerful it was that we had created this Christmas miracle. Because just something in me, something in her, there was just something in the vibe of it that was like, we have, it's urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can't go by the average timelines here. And I'm not an average individual, was what I was telling myself, right? Like, so I can't be on the average list. Like, this is not going to work.
Well, from the beginning, you even popped right up with the Kidney Foundation. And before we go any further, Sam, how are we doing on time with Shauna? Because I think we want to continue and give her a few more minutes, because this is really getting interesting. All right, he's going to text me here in a minute. You guys, I'm speaking with Shauna Piera, and she's speaking about her health journey. And okay, great. We got the green light. Keep going, please, Shauna. Tell us more.
So, when I flatlined, I had what culture calls an NDE. I flatlined for 2 minutes. I saw the other side and came back. And in the coming back, I remembered the phases of going to the other side and back. And I woke up to someone trying to wake me up. Like, and it was a nurse doing chest compressions. So I woke up to her doing chest compressions and I said, "Relax." And I moved her off me and I sat up and said, "Guys, relax. I just took a little nap. Where were we?" And they were like, "What is happening?" They said they've never seen anything like it. Apparently, when people flatline, they are discombobulated. They don't know where they are. They've got broken ribs from the chest compressions. And I just sat up as normal. Mm. And they raced me to the OR. the heart wasn't there yet. And so my heart was coming in a helicopter. It landed 3 hours later after them keeping me alive under anesthesia, but alive for 3 hours manually. And they ran up to the rooftop, got the heart, came back down. My kidney arrived by road 14 hours later. And I woke up 28 hours later. And 3 days later, I was walking.
This is, okay, guys, this is Startup with Monique LeRae. We're with an angel. We're with a miracle. The fact that we're talking to you during COVID, let's just always bring it back to all this was happening when the world was shut down in a mess. So yes, during COVID, all this has happened. Shauna, you're here for divine reasons, perhaps. Yes. And I just want you to share with the people, like, right now, I should have given you an hour. I didn't know you were going to be this amazing. Hour, so we'll have to have you back again. But keep talking. Tell us why you're here today and how did all that equate to you being on today?
Yeah, so the number one feedback that I got from my doctors was the way in which I managed my medical journey, the way I picked my doctors, the way I cleared myself to make clear decisions in a crisis came from two areas. My family escaped from a war-torn country before I was born, and I grew up amongst political activists. So I have the advocacy of, like, knowing how to stick up for people who don't have their own voice. And then on the other side of it, I've got this 20 years of executive training of knowing what to do in a crisis and having led big teams and large operational structures and organizations where it requires staying calm in a crisis. So it was almost like I was born for that moment because I was able to actually handle it in a way that they said was transformative for them. And it allowed for these profound partnerships with my doctors that equalized us. It was like we were all just human beings trying to figure out this problem called we need to keep her alive and we have to get her better. What do we do? And I was an expert on my body and they were the experts in medicine. And we would literally brainstorm, how does this feel? What about this? How do we look? Like we were a team.
Wow.
And so what I do now for people is I show them the approach in which I took and I teach them how to do this for themselves in any time that they've gone to the doctor, they get life-altering medical news. They come out of the doctor's office, get in their car, bawling their eyes out because their life has just blown up. They've got a specialist appointment 3 to 6 months down the track and no clue how to go back to their life.
Wow.
You're just supposed to go back to grocery shopping, work, pick the kids up, you know, whatever you were doing an hour before that. Yet your entire life has just blown up.
Oh.
And then you're required to make life decisions on life or death in 20-minute blocks when you're sitting in front of a doctor with your anxiety on level 10. Like, how is this, you know, like, who knows how to do this?
Right.
Right. And so that's where I come in. I support people and I have a company that we've built out that supports people in all facets of understanding that. And, you know, essentially it's my company is that phone call that I made to my best friend.
The Hallmark movie producer.
Right. that's the moment where we step in and we help people work that out.
What's the name of your company and how many people to date, Shauna, have you helped?
Yeah, so it's called Inked Crisis Support. And we've helped probably 10 to 20 people so far as we've gone through the process of really ensuring that the care, thoughtfulness, the hand-holding, and the emotional support is really refined. Because I think for something like this, it's different to how I would approach starting another business.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
We're dealing with like life or death and humanity.
Yeah.
And so we've been very gentle, which is new for me. I've learned a new way of being very gentle in us being able to approach the starting of this company in a very, very thoughtful and a very heart-centered manner, which coming from corporate America for me was a whole shift in the way in which I would have done it previously.
Wow. Well put, well said. And what a beautiful, just kind of an unbelievable journey you've been on. And you're my age. We're still young.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away. And the fact that you've been able to help 10 to 20 people through right after pandemic, endemic, all of it is really phenomenal, Shauna. I want to plug where people can find you and your team if they find themselves in a situation like this and they want to call a best friend that will guide them. Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on shaunapereira.com. And we will absolutely help you. It's very tailored and very customized at the moment. However, we are in discussions on expansion and fast expansion such that we can make this available to millions of people. And my mandate is to make this available to most people who are caught in the situation and who really want the service. So we are ensuring that we're making the privilege that I had as equitable as possible for as many as possible and being extremely thoughtful in the way in which we do that, even down to the people who invest in us and those that will go on the journey, being very connected personally mm-hmm. to why we're doing this and mm-hmm. why they're even investing, more than a business return, because we are dealing with life or death and humans.
Yeah.
Very particular about that.
I like that you are connecting with the investors through the emotional journey. A lot of ventures are capital. Well, most of them are capital based. Yeah, you're excited about the brand and you like the idea. This is life or death. So, you know, I think, you know, with what you're doing, I would really love to explore. I don't know if you know this, I'm leaving this week to the East Coast and then I'm going to Europe and Africa.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, for the Endemic Project documentary, and I'm interviewing people around that area from how they navigated the pandemic, cause and effect. So from a different lens, right? And so I really would love, and every time I have a conversation on my podcast, I realize there's sectors of the community that I thought, okay, I got that one. I got, oh my God, I didn't get this one. You know, this part of it. And having you come back to life and do this transplant during COVID is definitely something I would love to explore. So we'll have to talk offline. I'll be sending your lady an email later today. I hope that you can be CC'd on it and we can have a further discussion. Maybe there's someone that stands out in your mind besides your story.
But yes, absolutely.
Yeah, this is great. And how can people support? You're welcome. How can people support and just get on this journey with you to help the next person?
Yeah, get in touch with me. Unfortunately, we all know somebody who's had that moment in their car that has just broken down in that moment. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, right? We're all one person removed, two people removed from that. Mm-hmm. But reach out. I love reading stories. I'm always looking for people who want to connect. And it really, it makes every single thing I went through useful. Mm-hmm. That's my purpose. Mm-hmm. And so when people reach out, I'm willing to have phone calls with people just to say hi if anybody needs that, because sometimes it's just one line from one person's voice other than your own swirl.
That's right.
That can keep you alive. So I'm here for that. Make me useful is how they can support me.
I love it. You guys, what a pleasure on this. What a Super Bowl Sunday this is to start
off. Thank you.
You're awesome, Shauna. Thank you for everything you're doing. And I'm going to definitely be emailing you after the show, you and your representative, because I would love to spread your message to Africa if we could. So
I would love that. I would love to help you on your journey. I think you're amazing. Thank you for everything you do. And I can't wait for us to catch up again.
I love it. You guys, Shauna Piera, and that is In Crisis Support, ShaunaPiera.com. Check her out. Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, you guys, what a story to start off this show with. Next up, we have Jim Keen. Jim, happy Super Bowl Sunday.
And likewise to you. Thank you. It's a national holiday.
I know, right? It feels like the world is only watching football in our world anyway. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, hello to all the listeners. My name is Jim Keen, and I have been in digital health since 1995, and I've done probably 7 startups. I've had 2 of them that were home runs. I had 3 that were more or less break even. And 2 that were complete failures. So if I were a baseball player, I'd be batting about .440. Okay. My first big one was right out of business school. I was working for a medical device company, and I was talking to patients after surgery. And I realized patients didn't really have a really good idea what was going on. So I thought when I saw my first browser, if you pasted that over a number of databases, you could provide direct access for patients and their families. And so I started a company called Sapient, and that became consumers web and the consumer side of WebMD. And then I was a venture capitalist in the Valley after that, but I've always been more attracted to the startup side of things. So I went back to being a startup guy, and I did a diagnostic startup that was direct to consumer and telehealth. And then I got kind of burned out. And so I went and worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield as a senior executive, and I ran a 2 million person insurance plan as far as the consumer platform. And I was there for 5 years. I left the past year and a half. And right now I'm CEO of a company that I've been an advisor for 9 years that I always thought was going to be the future of healthcare. It's molecular testing for basically risk signatures in different diseases, but before they really get going. So I'm pretty fired up about it, and we're bringing it to market.
I love this, Jim, and thank you for bringing your expertise and all your honesty about failing and starting. And there's really no failure when you can learn and become a success like you have. Why don't you go ahead and plug Molecular? Tell people where they can read more about it.
Sure. So it's Molecular U. So it's spelled MOLECULAR, Molecular, and then YOU. And it's MolecularU.com. And what they do is, if you think about it, DNA is just your house plans if you were building as a person. It doesn't really tell you what your biological destiny is going to be, whereas your protein expression and your metabolites, so your proteome metabolome, are really your functional biology right now. And so we have driven the cost of this down to a couple $100s, where you're able to take this test and you can see things like what your risk for Alzheimer's is, or cardiovascular disease, or women's health, or different things like that. But again, it's not after the disease has gotten going. It's kind of where you're in this early stage where you can still make a lot of difference with either diet or different decisions. So we're bringing that to market. It's going to go through clinic this year and then direct to consumer next year.
Beautiful. I'm going to be looking for you. I'm going to have you back on where we can have a deeper dive. Molecular You, Jim Keen. Jim, thank you for stopping by.
You bet.
All right. All right, you guys. Now we have Ashley Kenny. Ashley, how's it going? Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Hi, happy Super Bowl Sunday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, lovely?
I'm fine. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, 49ers or Chiefs?
Yeah, Chiefs.
Okay. So. Okay. Right. All right, everybody. Ashley Kinney is here. Ashley, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us what you're up to.
Sure. Well, my name's Ashley Kenny, and I'm one of the co-founders of Heirloom, a video book company. To back up, my background is in documentary filmmaking. I tell stories, and I worked for The Atlantic and National Geographic and years of documentary filmmaking. And I am now a co-founder with my brother and my family for a video book company. It's kind of a way to take your videos, your most meaningful moments, and put them in the hands of someone you love. So we offer 16 different covers. You can go to our website and pick from 10, 20 to an hour, 20 minutes to an hour of different memory time, and we will upload your videos and your photos, and or you can design your own cover and send it to somebody you love.
How fun, and right on time, because boy, do we have a lot of video memories from the last few years, don't we?
We sure do, and they make great Valentine's Day gifts. You know, I started the company because my brother and I were just so sad that our grandma at the time just didn't have access to Wi-Fi or the internet, didn't have the means of receiving videos of my two little boys. Oh. And we needed a way to kind of stimulate and excite her as she was, it was during the pandemic and she was, you know, getting minimal stimulation. So we'd send these video playing cards and they just lifted her up. And for us now, it's a business that's been really successful this far, and we want to continue kind of bringing this product into the homes of people who could use a smile.
I love this. Yes, and I really love your PR lady, Jacqueline. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's so cool.
She is, and she gets right back to you, which is so refreshing in the PR space.
Yeah, I bet. I believe it. Yeah. So Jacqueline's been working with us since the beginning. We didn't really know, you know, my background's in filmmaking and my brother's background's in startups and tech and computers, and we didn't really understand what to do. But one of the first things we did was try to get someone on our team like Jacqueline to help us with the education that this product actually exists, because you can't search for it. Oh. You don't know what a video book is, and if you've never seen one before. So she's helped us kind of get attention there.
Well, I have to get my video book. You guys, Valentine's is coming up in a few days.
It's great for Mother's Day, Father's Day. Those are big holidays for us, and then the holidays at the end of the year too.
So are you swamped right now?
Right now for Valentine's Day, yes, but there are a lot of the love covers, the heart covers, I love you anniversary pictures, special moments. You can do a photo montage, or a builder allows you to upload and up to as many videos as you want during that, you know, little period, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long your duration is. And we're busy. We're filling a lot of orders because there's a lot of people who are looking for like a special, unique, one of a kind gift. You know, this is a one of a kind Valentine.
You're the perfect person to do it. You said you were in filmmaking. How did you come to apply those skills, and where did you derive from your filmmaking? Do you think that makes this different?
Yeah, no, I love visual storytelling. I love how videos can really inform so much. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's a great vehicle for delivering this. You can watch videos on your phone, iPhone, or in your computer. A lot of our customers are people who have spent a lot of money on wedding videos, holidays, but then they're just sitting in your computer. So I just didn't like the idea that meaningful messages and moments and things like that, that have been, you know, captured, just kind of go in your phone and never to be celebrated again, because you're really not going through them that often. Whereas if you have a book on your desk, coffee table, you know, it gets a lot more use and views.
That's right. And what a very enterprising idea that came from love for your grandmother. What's your price point? And please plug your website so we can get you some more orders.
Yes, that would be great. So the price point's $49 for a 10-minute book. Okay. It goes up from there. And we also have gift boxes and different add-ons and stuff. But the website's sendheirloom.com. So S-E-N-D and then H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, sendheirloom.com. And it's where you can go to send these. Follow us on Instagram too, okay. Sendheirloom, because you can get promo codes all the time for discounts for the product, and give it a try, or sign up for our emails and send your first one. You'll be hooked. Wait till you see the reaction when someone kind of opens it and sees a video.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. You know, we got to talk.
Yeah.
You're a filmmaker in the past, and I'm heading off to do this third documentary on the endemic now and pandemic.
Yes.
Woo.
Amazing. So you're going to South Africa?
Yeah. I'm headed to South Africa. We're going to stop in Europe. And then head on over. So North Africa.
So I love South Africa. I've done a lot of filming there. And when I was with National Geographic, I produced a documentary about white rhinos in South Africa, like in a right outside of Johannesburg in a game reserve. And it was a wild experience, and it changed my life.
I'm going to have to email you and Jackie because I literally leave on Tuesday for the Easter.
Yes, yes. No, you're going to have it's a journey of a lifetime. I wish you the best. I hope it's safe and fun, but also really fulfilling, and you do this important work. So good luck.
Thank you, Ashley. Oh my gosh, you guys, Ashley Kinney from Heirloom, get your memories in that video.
Yes.
I can't believe no one's ever done, like, this is just the next best jump.
We get that a lot. People say, you know, we've been on the Today Show, Good Morning America and stuff, and the first thing they say when, you know, the hosts open it, they're like, why didn't I think of that?
So simple.
And I was like, well, it's not that easy.
What's your grandmother's name?
Her name's Fran Penskar. She passed away a year ago yesterday.
Oh my God, Fran, so, we love you.
We love you, Fran. So really, this project and this company is meaningful in like so many ways. And we're celebrating her. She was a wonderful person.
I can feel your love, and it seems like she rubbed off on you and your brother. And what a cool gift she gave you guys in inspiration.
That's so true.
Thank you for being here. We'll have to come back and we'll have to.
I will. I'll come anytime.
Platform and all that.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. I'm here. Let me know.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you. Take care.
Right. Thanks, dear. All right, guys. Next up, we are with Ngozi. Ngozi! Hello. Welcome to the startup.
How are you? Hello.
Well, how are you, beautiful? What's going on?
I'm good. Thank you. It's lovely to finally meet you.
Same. And listen, let's get right into it. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you're up to?
Okay. So my name is Ngozi, and I am a marketing strategist by day, but I recently won the Mrs. Universe Exceptional Lady title in Miami last year, and I am a cancer survivor as well.
Wow, we have a power-packed show, and please excuse my enunciation of your name. It's Ngozi, not Ngozi. And Ngozi. Congratulations. Ngozi. Yes. First of all, congratulations on surviving, and secondly, congratulations on your title. Talk to us about how you got here.
All right. Well, I mean, if I just start a little bit before the title. In 2019, I was diagnosed with one of the rarest cancers there is, and underwent a year-long treatment, cancer treatment. I lost every hair on my body. I had difficulty walking, talking, eating. I had several tumors, lots of operations, and all of it was in the middle of a pandemic. So cut to I got here in the sense that within 18 months of being, cancer in remission, I won the Mrs. Universe title, and the Mrs. Universe Exceptional Lady title. And I'd never done a pageant before. But one thing I did promise myself was that if I got better and I survived all of this, I was going to do anything and everything that I was scared of. I was scared of doing in the past. So I made that decision. And I just thought, you know what, fill in a form. I'm probably not going to get selected or picked, but at least I'm just going to go for it and do it. And then I did it, and I've been able to use it as a platform to just shine some light on this cancer and just let people know more about it, raise the brand awareness of it. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. It sounds like you took the miracle of surviving and you turned up that switch on to help others. Why don't you tell us what form of cancer it was?
Yeah, it's muscle and bone, soft tissue and muscle and bone cancer. And it's not as common as, you know, breast cancer, or prostate cancer, or lung cancer, some of all of those. But it is very, very serious because a lot of the times it goes undiagnosed or misdiagnosed, right? And it is so aggressive that you really need to either know what you're looking out for, or if you're not feeling good or you're showing certain symptoms, just really bang on the door of your doctors until they really listen to you. And it's just trying to raise awareness and let people know that
Wow. Gozi just froze up there, but let's pause here because she's sharing about a rare bone cancer and how she really knocked the door down to get the results. I think she's back. Good old internet. Welcome back. Go ahead.
We got lost for a minute, but yeah, back now.
Yeah. You're professional. You're Miss Universe, exceptional lady. You know how to handle these things. Well, so you banged down on the doors. You got the medical attention that you needed. Now you're here. What are we pushing for this year for what you're doing in your brand awareness?
Yeah, I mean, for this year, what I've been doing is really trying to raise awareness. I'm working with the Sarcoma UK charity, and they're an organization whereby they really fight for sarcoma patients. They fight for the right care, for, you know, for them to be diagnosed, for medicines. And what we're doing is trying to raise funds. I'm going to be running with some of the other sarcoma members, so sarcoma team members, just a few of us are going to be doing the Brighton Marathon. We're going to be doing that, well, in about 2 months, we're going to be doing that. Wow. And that's to raise money for a Sarcoma UK charity. I have just given link on my Instagram, which is Style in the City. And anybody who wants to donate can actually donate. It doesn't matter how little it is. That's no problem whatsoever. Just, you know, if you feel inclined to do so, all the money goes to the charity and towards raising awareness of sarcomas.
Beautiful, beautiful. A couple things that are ringing in my head for you. We have to connect you with the Fuck Cancer charity. See if we could get some synergy for you there. I do that every year. It's a celebrity-based F cancer. Right now, they're doing a Super Bowl party in Austin with the celebrity Stephen Amell. And also, I'd love to talk with you more through your agent as I'm going to the UK and Africa in the next week or so for my film. So we should definitely connect and see how we can push this message. All right. Gozi's a little frozen again, but you guys, check her out. Style, it's at Style in the City, Gozi. And I believe it's on Wuchika, but I might have said it wrong, and I got to pronounce that a little bit better. I'll work on that, guys. But check her out. Sam, let's go full screen on me. Thank you, Gozi, for being here, and we'll have you back soon. All right, you guys, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Let's also, real quick, I just wanted to share with you about a brand that I fell in love with, Brenda's Botanicals. I met her during Emmys Week. Ooh, that's a little bright. Beautiful bottle. This is a cool brand because she actually goes into the forest. I'm going to spray myself. It smells like mild Christmas. It doesn't smell like, you know, that artificial fragrance. It smells really fresh. Reminds me of a Christmas from the Pinion Needles. It's made in Taos in New Mexico. Wow. How cool is this? So if you're looking to refresh, she actually picks this off of the pinion trees in New Mexico herself. She harvests it herself using Native American and Hispanic Latin traditions. So I also have some other stuff that she sent me. Thank you so much, Brenda. This is really, really cool. Also, I want to show you guys something in support of Black History Month. We're in the middle of Black History Month now. Apostrophe puzzles. These are really cool. Sam, you need to get one of these. I got to get you one. It's got, you don't have to be Black to enjoy it. It's just by a Black young lady here. And it's got the old school musical posters. Oh, that bright sun there. All the old school posters here. Jazzy posters. And she made a puzzle out of it. It's cool. I love it. Yeah, this is really cool. And I guess the artist that did it, his name is Tim Akamura. And anyway, apostrophe puzzles. If you guys are looking for a fun little gift for the spring, get into it. Support a Black business this Black History Month. I guess that I will see you guys next week. I will be in Morocco. I'll be in Marrakesh. and we're going to get this the finishing touches on the Endemic project. And there's Gozi. She's back. Gozi, thank you for being here. We're going to have you come back and share. Go ahead and give us your website one more time.
Right. Okay. You can find out a little bit more about me on Silent the City, which is my Instagram account. And that's where you follow my story, my pageant story, the cancer story, and everything about the Just Given page as well.
All right. What will you start up today? Be well, and we'll see you next week. Go 49ers!
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.